walking out the door, hand on the knob, interview done, cameras shutting down. And then Elon turned around and dropped the bombshell no one saw coming. "This isn't a stunt," he said. "This is just the beginning." That's when we knew Doge wasn't a joke. It wasn't a meme. It wasn't politics. It was the most aggressive federal cleanup operation in US history. And the numbers? In just 100 days, Doge uncovered more waste, fraud, and pure stupidity than every audit agency combined over the last 20 years. How much? $160 billion. Gone. Misplaced. Misspent. Stolen. And while the media's been screaming about elections, indictments, and student loans, Doge has been gutting the swamp in total silence. Let me show you how deep this really goes. They started with layoffs. First, 2,000 federal workers fired by Zoom. Then 77,000 took buyouts. USAID, frozen. Treasury, flipped inside out. And when the Doge team opened the vaults, they found hell. No one could explain where trillions were going. There were no tracking codes, no systems, no receipts, just billions flying out the door. They found a $4 billion COVID fund at the Department of Education. Not a single receipt was ever required to spend it. So what did people spend it on? $86,000 at Caesar's Palace, $393,000 to rent a Major League Baseball stadium.
Yes, they were like basically partying on the taxpayer money.
Stadiums?
Yes.
Leasing stadiums?
Leasing stadiums.
For what?
For parties, basically.
For parties?
Yes.
$60,000 on pool passes, and yes, an ice cream truck. There's no exaggeration here. This isn't conspiracy theory. It's in the records. It's all real. It's all documented. Doge forced the receipts into daylight, that's all. And when they added just one rule, upload a receipt before you spend, entire departments stopped drawing money.
And so the one change that Doge made with Department of Education is we had the simple requirement that if you draw down money, you must first upload a receipt. That was the only change that was made. You must upload your receipt. And upon doing so,
yes,
nobody drew down any money anymore.
Yes, but we didn't say that we'd check the receipt. You could send a fake receipt. You could send a picture of your dog. Anything.
Anything.
That's all it took. All it took was accountability. And people stopped spending. Not because they were scared, because they couldn't even fake a reason fast enough. They knew they were wrong. But that was just the surface. Doge found $20 million sent to Iraq to recreate Sesame Street. They found $2 billion in lost HUD funding. That money could have backed 100,000 first-time homebuyer loans. Instead, it sat in a forgotten account for years. They found $27 million spent on gift bags for deported Central Americans. And that's not the crazy part. Here's the crazy part. Some agencies were pushing carts of paper into a literal cave. Not a basement, a cave. Inside, filing cabinets from the 1960s, paper folders thicker than the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and 6-month wait times just to retire one person. So Doge went in and launched the first fully digital retirement system in 2025. We're just now digitizing retirement after 50 years of paperwork in limestone mines. And there's more. At the U.S. Institute of Peace, a federal agency with a $55 million budget.
By far the least peaceful agency that we've worked with,
yeah.
Ironically.
Of course.
Doge found an actual armory, loaded weapons, inside the Institute of Peace.
I mean, any given company, any given organizational name is going to be kind of be the opposite of the title.
Because irony isn't dead. They also found a $130,000 contract paid to a former Taliban official.
What was the money going to the Taliban for?
So it was a contractor. They received $130,000 for generic services. And to Elon's point, there was not actually a clear description of what the contractor services were for.
No explanation, no oversight. And when Doge showed up, the agency's accountant deleted a terabyte of financial data on the spot.
So you'd have to ask the question, well, why would somebody do that? The Doge team, fortunately, was able to recover that data with the help of a few great employees at the Institute of Peace. And I think the most troubling thing was they received $55 million a year from Congress, and any money that went unspent, instead of returning that to Congress, they would sweep it into a private bank account, which had no congressional oversight. And that's what they would use to fund things like events at their headquarters and the private jets. And so I think it's a great example because most Americans don't know what's going on at a lot of these smaller agencies. And this is, I think, the most extreme case of some of the wasteful spend that we're finding.
Sounds like a cover-up, right?
This one, yes, a cover-up. Yes.
It's a cover-up.
They did delete a vast amount of financial information. That's really a definition of a cover-up.
Isn't that illegal to delete evidence?
Yes.
Shred documents?
It is. It's certainly illegal to delete accounting records that that Congress would certainly want to know where the congressionally appropriated funds are going from taxpayers.
Now we get to the punchline. They found loans sent to people born in the year 2165. They found payments to children under 11. They found checks going to dead people.
So just by sharing a database and looking at Social Security numbers that showed that at the time of the loan, they had listed as over 115 years old, or actually under 11. We didn't even check for under 18.
Babies and dead
under 11 years old. That's pretty clear.
Babies right? And dead people were getting loans.
That was $660 million.
And when they followed the money, it didn't go to families or teachers or nurses or veterans. It went to contractors, DC consulting firms, social programs like Fruit Jam in Guatemala, and one mythical panda that never even existed.
These programs, these grants are gonna be like along the lines of save the baby pandas. And it's like, well, of course, who wouldn't wanna save the baby pandas? And you know, in some cases, they've got a show panda, which they will trot out for special occasions. In a lot of cases, they don't even have a show panda.
No panda.
There's not even one panda. Because we asked for pictures, and we don't even get one panda. What does $1 billion get you? Does it not even get you one panda?
This isn't satire. It's the US budget in 2024. And according to the Government Accountability Office, 75% of improper payments came from just five programs: Medicare, Medicaid, SNAP, tax credits, and the SBA. It's like peeling an onion and finding nothing in the middle.
There's layers of stealing. There's the first layer of stealing, second layer of stealing, third layer of stealing.
Subcontractor, subcontractor, peeling the
onion. Yeah, exactly. Contractor, subcontractor, subcontractor. It's like peeling an onion. And then maybe, and sometimes it's zero. Just flat, you get to the bottom of the onion, there's nothing there.
So maybe no one got a sex change in Guatemala.
It's possible that no one got a sex change in Guatemala.
And Doge just dropped new numbers. 401 federal contracts terminated. Ceiling value, $2.1 billion. Another $613 million saved last month alone. Here's an example, a $276,000 Treasury contract for a Kenya program coordinator. Another covered multiple African nations. And yet, we have veterans living in tents on freeway off-ramps. This is how your taxes get spent. Musk may be leaving, unfortunately, but fortunately, Doge isn't winding down. It's a long-term operation. Because if they stop now,
if we take our eye off the ball, the waste and fraud will come roaring back.
Doge already triggered 283,000 job cuts in the bloated federal workforce. And most of those people, they're now collecting two paychecks, one from their new job and one from the government until September. If they stop, we resume sending out trillions of dollars with no tracking, paying people who aren't even born yet, losing billions in spreadsheets.
And you naturally have to ask the question, well, how did we get here? Like, when the country was founded, there were only four agencies. Today, there are over 400. So there's been a 100x increase in the number of agencies since the founding of the nation. And thanks to President Trump, he's now signed two executive orders to start to reduce the number of agencies in the government.
Call it what you want, but you can't call it politics. You can call it ineptitude and waste, at the very least. Fraud and corruption at the most.
When you find these things, do you guys get mad? Or do you're like, yes, I got one. How does it make you feel?
It's so common.
It's so common.
You just get numb to it.
Unfortunately, the 100th time you've heard it, it's hard not to get a little numb.
Yeah.
You know, but like, and by the 200th time, you're like, well, okay, it's just another day at the office.
Elon Musk's team exposed more in 100 days than Congress has in 20 years. Doge, they trimmed the fat, canceled the nonsense, and made enemies in every direction. On his way out the door, Musk made one thing crystal clear. Doge must endure, no matter who wins in 2028. Because if it doesn't, it's not just waste that comes back. It's everything that we thought he fixed.
So generally the fraud starts out small and they try to hide it. But then year after year, if nobody stops the fraud, it gets more and more brazen. And every year it gets bigger, until they're literally renting out stadiums.
And still, people protested. Property was vandalized. Lawsuits were filed. The machine turned out to be bigger, meaner, and more protected than anyone expected. They ran him out of town. The bureaucrats, the insiders, the media mob, all because one man walked into a room and asked questions like, why does this cost so much? Where is this money going? What did you do last week? Simple questions that no one had the guts to ask. Yet, they're the same questions everyone asks when it comes to their own household. Musk pulled back the curtain and gave taxpayers a glimpse of where their money was really going. He did with transparency. He posted it publicly for everyone to see. It makes you wonder, what's left to see that we didn't get to? And to support and cheer for his exit is to support and cheer for fraud and corruption. To be happy he's gone is to be happy for waste. To celebrate the machine that turned on Musk is to celebrate that it can be turned on you. And what does this have to do with real estate? Nothing. Just a break. Back to real estate tomorrow. Thanks for watching. Take care.